A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the disciples, "Just as it was in the days of Noah, so too it will be in the days of the Son of Man." They were eating and drinking and marrying and being given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed all of them. Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day that Lot left Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from the heaven and destroyed all of them. It will be like that on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, anyone on the housetop who has belongings in the house must not come down to take them away. And likewise, anyone in the field must not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Those who try to make their life secure will lose it, but those who lose their life will keep it. I tell you, on that night, there will be two in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. There will be two women grinding meal together. One will be taken and the other left. Then they asked him, "Where, Lord?" Jesus said to them, "Where the corpse is, there the vultures will gather." The Gospel of the Lord. We always believe there will be a tomorrow where we will begin to live the gospel seriously. But in the passage from Luke's gospel, Jesus tells us we cannot even be sure of the next moment. The people did not believe Noah when he spoke God's word. It was business as usual, as though they were in control of tomorrow. Neither did Sodom and Gomorrah heed God's word. They used their today in the wrong way. Living well today means forgetting myself and serving others. My big job for today is making my corner of the universe a place of love and peace. My home, my church, my workspace, my community. Today is the measure of eternity. Today is the place where we encounter God's steadfast love and mercy. Today is where we say yes to God. Yesterday and tomorrow exist only in relation to today. Today, right now, this moment, is where we become holy. Luke's gospel is telling us not to waste it. Jesus tells us, as it was in the time of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah, so it will be on the day that the Son of Man is revealed. Jesus is talking tough love, but it's good news. The hard sayings of the Gospels are extensions of God's mercy. The Son of Man is revealed in our today. This is the day we leave everything behind and don't look back. If we think our lives consist in things and we can make our own security, we will lose the deepest meaning of life. Those who try to make their life secure will lose it, but those who lose their life will keep it. Now is the day of salvation. Let us receive grace, salvation, and mercy today, and in the eternities of our day today, let's get really serious about holiness.